Hi guys, it's Ms. Hughes. I'm here to talk to you about the very exciting rhetorical analysis essay. And it is one of three essays that you will be writing for the AP exam. And we're going to talk about this one specifically because this is one of the more difficult essays of the three. So the first thing you need to know is, what is a rhetorical strategy? What is it? Well, authors use certain techniques in both the language and the structure of the piece they're writing to convey meaning effectively and to achieve the intended effects on their audiences. Speakers use this technique and use these techniques as well. Often they're trying to persuade their audiences to do something or to agree with their points of view. And really, writing and speaking go hand in hand. So the AP readers are looking for three main things in your rhetorical analysis essay. The first is an understanding of the author's intended purpose. The second is the ability to identify the chief rhetorical strategies used to achieve that purpose effectively. And the last is an analysis of how those strategies contribute to the development and effectiveness of the writer's argument, supported by references to the text. That's really important. So, of course, they're also assessing how skillful you are at controlling language, clear expression, and smooth organization, but don't worry, you guys are awesome. And they want to see that across all three essays. So you really need to put your writing chops to work here, okay? And you have them because you're really working very hard on your writing. I see it in your writing and I'm very pleased. So in the rhetorical analysis essay, the AP readers don't want this big summary of the entire passage or an argument for or against the author's main point. Your focus is strictly on what the author's purpose is and what rhetorical strategies the author uses to achieve it effectively. So again, students typically find this essay the most challenging because if you get off topic, you really get off topic. You really have to focus on, again, that author's purpose and what strategies they use to support that purpose. So the very first thing then is for you to identify the author's purpose with your active reading skills, and you're very good readers, so this is going to be excellent for you. And you've picked apart a prompt before. You need to do the very same thing with the prompt and the text that you're given. So then after that, you're going to look at and detect the main rhetorical strategies the author uses and build a convincing case for why and how each of those strategies advances the author's purpose. So to do that, you really need to think about the rhetorical strategies as almost like a baseball diamond where you have four main points. The first is in the passage is really an interaction among those four points, and understanding them is really going to help you. So the first thing is the purpose, the author's purpose. Very important. The next is the context. The third is the author themselves, and the fourth is the audience. So for example, you would expect a politician trying to win support from a mass audience at a rally to use different rhetorical strategies and techniques than a heart disease specialist writing the findings from a research study for publication in a professional peer-reviewed journal. The politician, because of the verbal delivery and the diversity of the mass audience, would use simpler language, emotional appeals, that's the pathos strategy, and techniques such as repetition. The heart disease specialist, on the other hand, would use technical language and techniques to inspire respect for her qualifications and the thoroughness of her work, and that's the ethos strategy. And we're going to review all of those strategies on a Quizlet. The prompt will give you some of the information you need to describe the four points of the rhetorical baseball diamond, and with a solid understanding of these points, you'll be able to predict at least some of the rhetorical strategies you can expect to find as you apply those reading skills to the passage. Some other tips for spotting rhetorical strategies. Remember that the author's main point will give you some clues about which strategies may be in the passage. Does it deal with a controversial topic or with kind of the motherhood and apple pie position that would create almost no opposition from anyone? Is it promoting a new fuzzy concept that the audience would find hard to understand, or a topic that would be familiar to most people? I want you also to be trying to put yourself in the audience's shoes. That will help you uncover some rhetorical strategies. If you were part of that audience, for example, at the time and in the context, would this piece of writing influence you and why? Did it help you understand something through the use of examples, for instance? Did it help you feel the author's, you know, kind of sympathizing with your concerns, perhaps through the use of anecdotes that echoed your own experiences? Did it keep bringing you back to one central idea through the skillful use of repetition? You need to think about the strategies and that author's purpose, and you need to read very carefully and critically as you analyze in this essay. And I know you're going to do very well with this practice.